Holy Letters of the Rebbe in Volume 15. This is letter number 5516. Baruch Hashem, this 15th of Sivan, Tovshin Yudzayim, Brooklyn, Shalom Ubracha. And here again, this is a pretty standard question that the Rebbe, people were turning to the Rebbe, you know, especially of young people, and they have, you know, struggled. The Yetzirah got the better of them, pulled them down in places that they didn't want to be, but they're asking the Rebbe, how do you exit? How do you exit those matters that are not desirable? You know, people get caught up in them. And the Rebbe says that the very first thing, as the Rebbe's given many times this advice, the number one thing is you have to not think about the entire subject. In other words, don't even think about fixing it. Thinking about fixing it is still thinking about it, as the Rebbe brings down from the response of the Tzemach Tzedek in the Shar Miluyim Simas Samach Beis. What does it mean not to think about it? The Rebbe says, as explained many places in the Talmud, it doesn't mean to wage war about it, which is also, if you're waging war, that's not removing your mind, you're still engaging. But to remove your mind means to think about something else. Just take your mind and think about something else. You cannot not think, so you have to think. Because the once thought is constantly floating. So the way to remove your mind is about moving your thought to something else, to another subject totally. And best would be to the matter which is connected to the light of Torah, because even a little light pushes away lots of darkness. So the very first thing the Rebbe says, not to focus on it, but to remove it. You know, people get addicted to all kinds of things, as we know today, and they can't drop it, and it's very hard. And the Rebbe is advising to remove your mind totally and not even engage of thinking how to fix it. And the Rebbe says we need the support of Hashem for everything. So besides the fact, the Rebbe says for sure you're careful in using the mikveh tefillas Ezra. It will be fitting that every day before the morning davening, you should give several coins for tzedakah. As the sages tell us that Rabbi Abba, he would give a coin, a pruta, to a poor person, and then he would daven. It's not that Rabbi Abba, it's Rabbi Lezer, my mistake. Rabbi Lezer gave a coin first, and then he would daven. And the Rebbe says you should keep, the Rebbe says to give tzedakah first and keep the three classes which are equal for everyone, which has been instituted by my father-in-law, the Rebbe, with all the titles, Chumash, Tilim, and Tanya, that are known. And these are very effective as a zgula, as an omen, for many, many things. So this is something that you should do. And the Rebbe says it's understood that all the above needs to be done b'li neder, without a vow, as it is traditional amongst Israel, whatever you do now that you do. And the Rebbe says also, as understood from what it's brought down in Likut Torah and Parshas Matis, Matis, Drusha Neder, and Sefer HaMitzvah, the Rebbe sends references, and the Rebbe ends with a blessing, and this is the name of the Rebbe by the Rebbe's secretary. So the Rebbe's advice to this young man who was struggling with his thoughts and his engagements in improper things by removing his mind of it, not even to think about fixing it. And the Rebbe says you need support for this from Shemayim, from Hashem. So besides being careful in the mikveh, you should also make sure to give some coins for tzedakah and keep the three classes which have a special powers for many different items, and do it without a vow, as the Rebbe brings down from the various different Hasidic discussions about the idea of a vow.